Hello, darling. I know this is a little short notice, but are you free this evening? I happen to have an opening in my schedule, and I thought I'd show you around a little. Let you see how our little business works outside the manor. A date? Well, if you like it to be. Normally I don't mix business and pleasure, but you seem to bring that naughty habit out in me. I'd be happy to buy you a drink or two. I've already imbibed this evening, so I won't need your wrist. Shall I pick you up then? Smashing. Wear something red. Be there in 20.
You're looking luscious this evening. That shade of red suits you. Better hope the seatbelt doesn't get stuck again, or I might just keep you all to myself this evening. Have you been reminiscing fondly of last week? Oh, so have I. Tonight we're going to the Ruby Heart. I'll assume you haven't been there before. I know. It's a little bit stereotypical, taking you to a dance club. But we'd be nowhere without the classic haunts. Vampires like them for the dark private corners, and the large groups they can blend in with. Humans like the thrill of having apex predators lurking in their social spaces. It's sadly necessary. I find that crowd a little young for my tastes, normally, but it's a nice place to start you out, I think. In future, you can look forward to visiting art galleries, press events, and charity concerts, all of them fabulously boring. But perhaps a little less so with you around. It won't be all work, of course. I always make time for leisure. I'm not opposed to letting you pick the location if it sounds interesting. Yes, we'll need to schedule it in advance, of course, but it's entirely plausible. It's resulted in some interesting dates before. Just last month, Melanie took me to the zoo. Yes, that Melanie. The one who was supposed to interview you. We're strictly platonic, mind you, but I felt like treating her. She works so hard, after all. It was her birthday, and she said she wanted to spend it having a slumber party in the open ocean exhibit. I thought it sounded perfectly charming, until I learned that open ocean meant aquariums full of silent, dead-eyed great whites, and they expect people to sleep in there. I thought it strange too, but then I thought, she spends all her time with vampires. It should be no surprise she's fond of sharks. No, not all vampires are polyamorous. I just happen to be. Why limit yourself? Many of us do try to cultivate a little court of mortals, even if we're not involved romantically with them. It's healthier for everyone that way. The vampire gets some variety in their diet, and no one in the castle comes down with an untimely case of anemia. For those who don't have the time or the luxury for such things, that's what the manor is here to provide. As for me, I enjoy my little arrangement. There are 12 in all, including you. I doubt you'll meet the others. Not unless you'd really like to. They're all quite busy with their lives, and most of them are profoundly uninterested in one another, although I suspect that Dylan and Alex have been pairing off in secret. Perhaps they plan on being exclusive together. Oh, I wouldn't mind. I'd be a hypocrite if I did. They're just very silly, those two. Perfect for one another, really. I wonder when they'll work up the courage to tell me. I've been doing this for a very long time. Sometimes there is the occasional jealous spat, but overall, my relationships tend to stay harmonious. Usually. It does feel like herding cats sometimes. And like any harried cat owner, at the end of the day, I'm grateful for them all. It helps that I intensely dislike drama. I don't play favorites, and I don't pit them against each other. I know vampires who do enjoy such juvenile games, and often their houses are burning down inside of a decade. Anyway, you'll find a lot of our employees out and about this evening. It's the Ruby Heart's 19th anniversary, hence this evening's dress code. I promised Theo I'd drop in. Oh, no, I wouldn't be caught dead. Well, deader, wearing red. A burgundy pocket square is all he'll get out of me. Theo. He was one of mine for a little while. I remember his, vintage, fondly. Bright and plummy. Treated his body like a temple. Oh, and what a temple it was. You'll like him, I think. A veritable blonde, muscular ray of sunshine, that one. And his accent is so cute. Oh, sadly, his health began to suffer, so I let him go. Developed a heart murmur, the poor thing. We're still friendly, but it's been months since we last chatted. He's settled down with someone marriageable, and running the heart keeps him busy enough that it's practically impossible to find him at leisure. Oh. Sign-waving god-botherers. They can't take a night off, can they? Oh, they'd better not scuff my car. Oh, no need to be nervous, dear. The protesters are loud and annoying, but quite harmless. Rather inevitable in our line of work. There's just always some evangelist hoping I'll suddenly commit a juicy murder and prove them right. No, the crucifixes won't do a thing to me. Once, when I was young and foolish, I made the mistake of reaching out and taking one from a priest's hand. I admired it in the candlelight, told him how pretty it was, and gave it back. I think it broke his faith. It would have been funny if he hadn't rallied the whole town to chase me out after that. I would have saved myself a lot of trouble if I'd pretended to flinch and run away. Like I said, young and foolish. What signs have they got out today? Love not the world, nor the things of the world. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. So dramatic. They live such short, pathetic little lives as it is. Barely a blip on the timeline. What's the point of depriving themselves even more? Personally, I enjoy a little corruption. Every once in a while, we lure one of them inside the building for a drink. That's always fun. Yes, we give them the drink, silly. Not vice versa. I wouldn't dream of sinking my teeth into any of that lot. All that bottled up misery and repression, oh, makes them taste awful. Like drinking pure despair. Parked up? Shall we then? We can go in the side entrance. No one will try to convert us there. Here we are. And there's Theo, over there. Oh no, he's not the barman. He's the co-owner. I own the other half. But sometimes he takes over on special nights like this one. Gives him an excuse to do his little flair bartending shtick. Oh, and there he goes, juggling oranges. Shall I introduce you? And let's belly up to the bar.
Just when I thought the night couldn't get any worse, the poor thing's lung collapsed. I had to call an ambulance. Oh, sorry. Just a minute, everyone.
Theo, darling, how are you?
Lucien, you came. It's so good to see you.
This is my newest. The one I told you about.
Oh? The one you took out to dinner and
Yes, that one.
How wonderful. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. What can I get you? It's on the house. Oh, don't thank me. It's my little way of welcoming the new hire. And maybe later you and I can find time to gossip. I have such dirt on your boss, you have no idea.
Theo?
Only positive, flattering dirt, of course, Lucy, dear. But just let me get you that drink. Shaken or stirred? Very good. Be right back.
I don't advise ever referring to me as Lucy, by the way. He's lucky he's attractive. He's the only one who gets to call me that and continue breathing. Stop snickering and bite your tongue before I do it for you. How are you enjoying the evening so far? I'm glad. I enjoy people watching too. It's been a while since I've had the opportunity to do so, let alone someone to do it with. You can identify those who arrive from the mansion from those darling little choker necklaces. Not my idea. I personally don't make any of my partners wear them. But they're handy in a crowded place like this.
There we are. Here's your drink, dear. Enjoy. Lucien? Could I pull you into my office for just a moment? There is something I need to ask you about the new napkin logo design.
Be back in a moment.
No, don't. Don't help me up. Get up. Don't touch me. Fuck off.
You're Lucien's new favorite, aren't you? His latest acquisition. Did he say you made him curious?
Oh, you're effervescent. You're so alive. I want to see the world through your eyes.
What happens when he's done showing you everything? And your brand new shininess dulls?
Mason. What did I tell you about setting foot in here again?
You listen to me, newbie. It'll make you feel like the center of his bloody universe. You'll fall over yourself trying to impress him, but don't fall for it. Don't be like me. He'll discard you inside of a month.
Leave them
alone.
Oh, God! How did he sneak back
in? I discarded you because you broke my one rule. You were dull.
Oh, fuck you.
You were intolerably dull. You overdramatic little shit. Wanting me all to yourself. Harassing anyone else I lavished attention upon. Constantly bothering me with your endless fucking whining. I gave you a chance. I learned you inside and out. And I found you tiresome. Now get out, or I'll throw you out. Now.
Yeah, right. Fucking psycho. I'm sorry about that. I told Remy to keep an eye out for him, but those damned protesters are so disruptive.
It's fine.
Oh, and he spilled your cocktail. Shall I make you another? Maybe another time, then.
God, I feel so fucking old. No. Nothing. I'm sorry you had to see that, my dear. Are you all right? Good. I would have had to rip his lungs out if he'd touched you. You're sweet. But don't muss my suit. I'm fine. I only hope he didn't sour your evening. What he did was utterly repulsive. Never date actors. After all this time, you'd think I'd learn.
It's not your fault, darling. I'd fall for those cheekbones too.
Theo, you know me so well.
I should get back to my other customers. You're sure you'll be all right?
Yes, although I think I need to be somewhere a bit less exposed.
You kept your booth open?
You're a saint.
Bring you a bottle of Vo Positive?
Thank you. But no, my appetite is quite thoroughly soured.
Well, call out if you need anything then, Lucy.
Sit with me a while. Yes. Come, sit by my side. Mason's trouble was that he never realized he was fascinating all on his own. He always needed someone to remind him again and again and again. Tedious. I hope you realize I'll never expect you to keep impressing me. To perform. It's when someone starts trying too hard that everything interesting about them just curdles. I'm glad you understand. Would I like to dance? Do I look like the type to bounce around to pop music? Actually, I bet there are at least half a dozen people in attendance tonight who would pay quite a lot of money to witness that, Theo included. You too. Not in a million years, I'm afraid. No. No, I need something quieter, more intimate. Bill Evans, perhaps. He's perfect for slow dancing. I prefer my living room for that, though. Actually, yes. I need quiet after all that. And I need you. Ensconced in my living room, wearing that outfit. I mentioned earlier that I disliked wearing red, but I do so love seeing it on my partners and on my floor. Let's get out of here.